Okay, we're on, good morning. We're on your Gimel Amud Aleph. Ketzad Potros Sorosehin. So it says that they pater the Tzara, and if the Tzara goes and marries another brother, and he has another wife, and they fall to Yibum, then that Tzara paters the next wife too, and she becomes a Tzara's Tzara. Zemora says, Menonimile, how do you know that Tzoros Tzoros are also potter? On Rav Yehuda, Domra Kroa, Litzror. Torah says, Litzror, right, by Achos Isha, where from there we learn that a Tzor is Osir, and since it says it in the plural Litzror, with extra Lashonos, not plural, but Litzror, it comes to include two Tzoros. HaTorah rips a Tzoros Harbi. Rashi. Minonimile, Tzoros Tzoros Ptura. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar Svorahi. You don't need the Pasuk Litzror, but it's a Svora. Once we know that Tzora is Osir, then automatically we know that a Tzora is also Osir. Why? Tzora Mai Tai Masira De Mokum Erva Kaima. Tzora Tzora No, Mokum Erva Kaima. Right, just the Tzara herself becomes an Erva, because how did she become a Tzara? Because she's a Tzara to an Erva. The guy was married to the brother's daughter, and to what's it called, and to another woman. So since the Erva is Osir to him, she becomes an Erva, the Tzara, because now she's Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. So if the Tzara becomes an Erva, when she marries another brother, she's an Erva. And her co-wife becomes the Tzara of an Erva. So Mela, she's also. So it's just the same exact as the first case becomes the second case. Okay. Ketzad im Meisuhein, the Mishnah continues, that if the Erva died, and before the Yibum, right, the Erva died before the Yibum, and then when the brother died, he was only married to the Tzara, not to the Erva, then they, what's it called, they're all Chayiv and Yibum. It doesn't make a difference that they once had been a Tzara's Erva, Pashtas. Vafilu Konas Uvasov Girish. Mashma, even if the Tzara and the Erva were married at the same time, but as long as the divorce occurred before the brother died, or the Misa before the brother died, that the Erva died or was divorced before the brother died, right? Since at the time that the Yibum took effect, he was only married to the Tzara and not to the Erva, then there's a Chiyuv of Yibum. Veraminu, bring you a contradiction to that. Gimel Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Beis Achoyos. You have three brothers. Two are married to sisters. Okay? Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. So Rachel and Leah are sisters. So the two brothers are married to two sisters. The Echad Nasi Nochris. And one's married to a woman who's not related. Right? One's married to Dina. Girish Echad Mibali Achoyos Ishto Umeis Hanasi Nochris. Right? One of the ones who's married to a sister divorced his wife. And then the brother who's married to the what's it called, unrelated person, dies. Okay? So now, the woman who had been a Tzara to his wife's sister falls to him for Yibum. Okay? The Konsa HaMegoresh Umeis, and the one who divorced so now what happened was like this, and the one who's married to an unrelated woman died. So his wife falls to Yibum to one of the other brothers. And the brother who divorced the sister married her. So now her Yibum occurred only after the divorce. He wasn't married to the sister when he married her. Okay? Zuhi sha'amru shemeso niskarshu tzaraseh mutaros. Taima de girish v'yachar kach konas. Masha from here, that if the two women had ever been married at the same time, even if he divorced her before he died, right, there's still no yibum. No, once she was a tzoras erva at any time, she remains a tzoras erva even after the guy dies. Okay, in other words, the shaila is like this. Does the din of becoming not a tzoras erva because the erva was divorced or the erva died, does that only, if it happened before the woman became a tzara? In other words, he was married to this erva of his brother's, and he divorced her before he married the other woman. And then he married the other woman, and then he died. So now when she falls to Yibum, she had never been the sister wife of an erva. That's the case where, the tzara is royally Yibum. Or no, even the following case. He married the erva. He married the other wife, and they both were his wives. Then he divorced the erva, or she died. And then he died. Since he was divorced, or she had died before he died, when he died he was only married to the tzara, even though these two women were both his wives at the same time, still she's not a tzara serva, because at the time that he died, she wasn't a tzara to the erva. The erva was out of the picture. That's the shaila. Does the divorce have to happen before he married the tzara, or even after he married the tzara, as long as it's before he died? That's the shaila. Omra b'yirmiya tavra mishishonazu l'shonazu. So from the Mishnah's mashma, that even if he married the erva, he married the other woman while he was married to the erva, as long as he divorced the erva before he died, that's good enough. And from the Bryce's mashma, that he had to have divorced the erva before he married the other woman. He can't have been married to both of them at the same time at any point. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Ein hachanami, misha shonazu, lo shonazu." Two different tanoim. It's a machlokas, right? The one who said the Mishnah didn't say the Bryce. And then what do they argue with? Hai Tana Sover Miso Mapelis. The Tana of our Mishnah says that what creates the Chi of Yibum? When the person dies. So if at the moment he died, he wasn't married to both of them, then only the Tzorah falls to Yibum. The Hai Tana, the Braisa holds, Nisuim Harishonim Apilim, that once this brother died, what creates the Yibum? The original marriage. So therefore, it's not considered from the time that he died. It's considered from the time that he got married to begin with. And since he was married to both of these women at the same time, she remains a Tzoras Erva forever. Since when he dies, the Yibum goes back to the original marriage. And if at any point he was married to both of them at the same time, she has a din of a Tzoras Erva. Rava Omar La'olam Chad Tanahu. And Rava says, no, they're really one Tana, and they agree, right? The Zuv Ein Tzorach Lomar Zuk Tani. The Mishnah says the bigger chiddush, and the Braisa says not only the bigger chiddush, even this one, the more simple chiddush is would be mutter. Not only where he was married to the tzara and the erva, which the Mishnah says, is there a din of yibum if he divorced her before he died? Even in a case, surely in a case where he divorced the erva before he married the tzara, that surely is a case with a yibum. So they really agree. Just zu vein tzorich lomar zu. That's how the Bryce and the Mishnah were written. Rashi. Nisgarshu tzorosei mutaros, vafilu konas ochiv es hanokris, ulo vesov girish es bas ochiv, dehavi luhu tzoros zu vazu, kodem girishin, afilu hochi kishorin levi abume. Right? Even if the brother married the unrelated woman, and she was a tzora to the brother's wife, because they're sisters, right? And when he died, he already divorced the sister. That's still a case of yibum. Kidiktaniu mesa bito nisgarsha hoyalu b'shas nefila lo havi tzaras luzu. As long as when he died, he wasn't married to both of them, right? He was only married to the tzara. She's olili yibum. The konsa megarish v'meis v'nofla nochris l'fnei ashlishi shenosri achos ishto shelzu harishona dehavi lehu tzoros achos isha mishenizgarish atzoroseya mutaros hoev lohoisa achos ishto shelzet tzoro lenochris zu. She called him Nisuim Shalzunis Garsha. But from the Brisa's Mashma, that the only case where the Tzara is Miyabin is if he married the Tzara after he divorced the sister. But if they were married at the same time, he was married to both of them at the same time, even though he divorced her before he died, the Tzara is, what's it called, Potter from Evil. Mora says, Tavra, Kasha Nadoni, Yenechanami, it's a Kasha one on the other, and it's not the same Tana. Hai Tana de Masnisen, Sovra, Misa Sabal, Mapelis, Noshev, Liyibum. What creates the Yibum? The death. Hilka Chafilu Konas, Lavasov Girish, Kivin de Vishas, Misa, Lav Tzara Sabasi, Sharia. Therefore, everything is determined at the time of death. If at the time the guy died, he wasn't married to both of these women, she's not a Tzoras Erva. Right? Even if he was married to both of them before he died, at the same time. The Tana de Braisa Sover, Nesuin Arishonim, Shehaisha Nises Labailam, Apilam Osalibum. This, the Yibum, is a continuation of the original marriage. And therefore, once the guy dies, you go back retroactively to his original marriage, and that's what creates the Yibum. Hilkach Mishanas, Soros Erva, Shoachas, Asur Alomis. Therefore, if he ever was married to both of these women at the same time, even though at the time of his death he wasn't married to both of them, she still remains at Soros Erva. And Rava says, no, Zudim Asnis and Dehocha, Dekonesul of Asov Girish, Muteris, Kiriktoni, Umesa, Bito, Nisgarsha, the Ain Sorech Lomar Zud, the Gimulachim, the Girish of Asov Konas. And Rava says, no, there's no Shita that holds that lahalacha that the Gerishin had to be before he married the Tzara. Everybody agrees that even if he married the Tzara and the Erva at the same time, as long as before he died he divorced the Erva, the Tzara is Miyabin. Either Brisa seems to say the case only where he married her after he divorced the Erva, it's zu, vein tzorech lomar zu. That's the more poshut case. The Mishnah tells me the bigger chiddush, and the Braisa tells me the lesser chiddush. Okay. V'chol sheyechol l'mayin, in any case where the erva is a ketana, and she could be mamayin, and mamela, what's it called, now retroactively she would not have been the co-wife of this woman, because she wouldn't have been married to the brother. Then the tzara is gets chalitza. What's it called?
What's first, the mishnayos or the braces?
What?
What's first, the mishnayos or the braces? They to say lo zuav zuchtani, afuch. That the braces was first.
No, the braces is written on the Mishnah. The braces is like an explanation of the Mishnah. Okay. Shmura says v'chol sheyechol l'mayin, right? She could have been l'mayin. Then the erva is choletzes v'lo misyabemes, as o misyabim or choletzes. Mora says v'timoyin hashda v'tisyabim. No, so if she could have been mamayin, then she has chalitza no yibum. So Mora says let her be mamayin, and then she can have yibum the other one, because retroactively she never will have been married to the brother. So this woman was never a tzoras erva. So why do we say if she could be mamayin, then there's chalitza but no yibum? Let her be mamayin, so we can have yibum. Leim misayel Raboshia. Maybe this supports Raboshia. Dom Raboshia mimaenes l'mamoro ve'ena mamenes lizaka. The miyun will only help to take away maimer midrabonan, but it doesn't help to take away the zika completely, right? Even though she's mamayin on the yavam, it doesn't take away the zika completely. She still needs chalitza. It just takes away the mimer if, let's see, Rashi explains the case. V'timoyin ha'erva hashta, v'tomer i'efshi b'kedushin she'kidshuni imi va'achi l'bali ha'neis, v'ta'akr kedushin harishonim v'tisham t'rosa. Let her be mimayin in the yavam, basically saying, I never wanted the first marriage altogether, and then retroactively she never was married to the brother who died, mimela the other one's not a tzoras erva. Mimaenis l'mamaro, hodislan l'kamom perik beishamay, beishilu omrim bebaal uveyovam. Later on, the Mishnah says, beishilu says she could be mamayin either in the baal, before he dies, or in the yovam, after the baal dies. Right? L'mamaro, and on that, there's an opinion that says, Ravoshia, that the mimer to the yovam only helps if the yavam made the miyun to the yavam only helps if he made mimer in her. No, if one of the brothers makes mimer, then and he wants now to do chalitza, he can't just do chalitza. He has to give her a get too, because the mimer looks like kedushin. If he would have been miyabim her, then all he needs is a get if he wants to get rid of her. If he didn't make mimer and not yibum, all he needs is chalitza. But if he made mimer and then he wants to, what's it called, give her chalitza, he needs a get too. So if she's memayin, she doesn't need a get, right? If she's memayin now, and the yavam who made mimer, so that kedushin is bottled. But the zika still remains. And she has to have what's it called chalitza. That's the Rav Oshia learns in Beis Hillel. Limamoro hu demamenes, shim also hayavam mimer biyavam ektana. If the yavam made mimer, he married her with what's called kesef. He didn't have bia, so the yibum was consummated. But he made mimer. So now he has double thing. He married this woman who's omeid for yibum. And she's a ketana. Umiya nabo, mafkiya miyuna sa mimer. So the miyun can take off the mimer, right? V'chazul ezikul avada v'choletzes. And now she's only a regular yavama, and if he wants to get rid of her, he gives her chalitza. He doesn't have to give her again. V'yafal gav v'gdolish osu b'mimer v'lo ezra v'chnos kaimel en peregram gamliel, tzricha get l'mamoro v'chalitza l'zikoso. Hocha miyun okr l'mamoro v'lo boi gita. The normal case of a gdola, if you made mimer, and now you want to give chalitza, and not make yibum, you have to give a get too. But by her, since she was memayin, it takes off the mimer, but it doesn't take off the zika. He still has to give her chalitza. The ein memayinus lezika. So laker nesuim rishonim ulafkia zikas yibum velotzis below chalitza. But the rabbanon, it doesn't take off the original kedushin, since she wasn't memayin before her husband died. Now being memayin in the yavam is not going to help retroactively. V'hachinami gabe erva lo oker lemiun dahashdol nesuim kamoy lemishrei tzarasa. Therefore, we don't say that if the erva is mamaya now, retroactively, she never was married to the brother. We still consider her married to the brother. To the point where there's a zika that she needs chalitza, at least mid rabbanon, and she was married to the original one, at least mid rabbanon, and therefore there's no yibum, only chalitza. She's a tsaras erva, at least mid rabbanon. So you need chalitza, but no yibum. Morris says, lo, tzoris ervashani. Now, normally, we wouldn't hold not like Rav Oshia. That if it was a normal case of a ketana who fell to yibum, and the yava made a mimer, okay, and she's memayin, she doesn't even need chalitza. So it retroactively takes off the complete zika. Right, or if you didn't make mimer, whatever it is. If she was memayin in the yavam, it takes away the zika l'mafreya, and it's as if she never was married, and she doesn't need anything. She doesn't need even chalitza. Nothing. Okay? It helps even for the zika. But, if she's a tzoras erva, there the rabbanim were machmer, to still consider this a tzoras erva. Why? The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, we had this before. Rami Bar Yecheskel said, Mia no bebal muteris lo aviv. If the ketana, right, was memayin in her husband, so she's mutter to marry her father-in-law, because it never was her father-in-law. She never was married to the son because she was memayin. So what happened? The son violated her. So you're not also to the father of a man violated you. Only also to a father of a man that you're married to. She never was married to him. Miyan l'biyavam, but if she's memayin in the yavam, right, then asura l'aviv. But she remained married to the brother, and she only made miyun after the brother died to the yavam. Now, it looks like she was married to the first guy, because she never made miyun with him. Even though really l'halacha, the miyun helps l'mafreya. And she really never was married to him, but she looks like she was married to him. And therefore, she's also to the father-in-law, because it looks like it's her father-in-law. That's an Issa d'Rabbanan, because it looks like it's her father-in-law. Alma mishas nefila nires kekaloso. When she fell to Yibum, and she had not done miyun on the original husband, it looks like she was the daughter-in-law of this guy. Right? Because now she fell to Yibum. So she must have been married to the first guy. So even though now she'll be Mamayin and everything will retroactively be annulled, it doesn't make a difference. At the time that she fell to Yibum, everybody said, well, she was married to the first brother, so she's the daughter-in-law of the father. And the Mele, it's also for her to marry him, it's also for him to marry her, because it looks like it's his daughter-in-law. Hachanami mishas nefila niras ketzoris bita. The same thing goes, that even though now, retroactively, she never was the tzara of the erva, the other wife, but it looks like she was. Because it looks like when the erva fell, she fell to Yibum. And what's it called? Then she needed chalitza. Now, even though she'll be Mamayin, and retroactively, it'll come out she never was married to the first guy, but it looks like she was married to the first guy, and therefore the miyun won't help to make the tzara mutter b'yibum. She's still aser b'yibum and only needs chalitza since it's only a din d'rabbanan. Okay, Rashi. Tzoras erva shani, rabbanan gozru shalot timayin liyibum etzorasa. The rabbanan were gozer that even if she'll be mamayin, the tzara won't be mutter b'yibum. The lo lezuzule b'tzoras erva dilma asil mishrei. Because she looks like she was a tzoras erva, and you see that she's getting yibum, so people will say a regular tzoras erva can also have yibum. Mia no kaloso b'bayla muteris l'chamia. If a woman was mamayin in her husband, right, then she can marry the father-in-law. Because everybody knows that she was mamayin and there was never a marriage. So now her marriage never was a marriage, and even though he lived with her out of wedlock, that doesn't answer her to the father. Since when the original husband died, she fell to Yibum, everybody says, well, she must have been married to the first guy, otherwise how in the world did she fall to Yibum, to the brother? So even though now she'd been Mamayan in the brother, right, and really, retroactively, she never will have been married to the first brother, so therefore she really is mutter to the father-in-law, but it looks like she was married to the other brother, right, and people won't consider the miyu now retroactive, and therefore the rabbanan asked her from marrying her father-in-law, because it looks like she's marrying her father-in-law. Hachinami b'tzores erva, mishas nefila sheniskiko habas liyovam, Lemayin bo machmas kedushay rishon nirin nesuim gemurin lehevi eshes hames v'tzorasas tzoras habas v'yisharis le'osi lemishrei tzoras habas bi'alma. And therefore the same thing over here. Since when the original brother died, okay, she was still married to him, right? Albeit didn't kedushin drabonin, but she looked like his wife. V'harai she fell now to Yibum, to the brother. So it looks like the other wife is the tzara to an erva, right, that fell to the brother. And if we let her have yibum after the miyun, which is really mutter 100%, because the miyun takes away the original marriage, so the guy was never married to the erva, he was only married to the tzara, so really she could have yibum. But if we let her have yibum, people will say, well, you see, she was a tzara's erva and she has yibum, so a regular tzara's erva can have yibum. So in order to avoid that, the Rabbanan asered the Tzara from having Yibun, even if the Erva is Mamayin in the Yavam.